Passage C. It is surely unnecessary to emphasize that the west coast of Ireland is wonderful for children, old and young, full stop, studded with many lovely sandy coves and beaches. It has also many rocks, quite easy to climb, and pools in which children may search for shellfish and generally enjoy themselves, full stop. Besides boats for sea fishing, there are a number of golf courses and hotels, which, though perhaps somewhat scarce, range from the very modest to the very comfortable, full stop. I did, however, find one that I include gratefully in my own small list of the loveliest and the best, full stop. Good taste and gracious living have different meanings for different people, but truth to tell, they often conjure up an image of rose prints in the bathroom and on the walls of a farmhouse living room. Paper more suitable for a drawing room, full stop. But my hotel has nothing of these. At the same time, it has nothing that is ugly. Everything reveals an educated and unerring eye for what is right and fitting for the setting, full stop. It is a very modest inn, which has been developed from very slender resources, and still has a healthy contempt for the pretentious, full stop. It is an inn where a cabinet minister could relax, an author write, a painter paint, and everyone find peace. But mark you, they would need to be intelligent, and in the true sense educated. For my inn stands in a small fishing village, and knows not such things as rooms with baths, full stop. It is no place for those who think that civilization begins and ends with modern plumbing, but for those whose idea of a holiday is to wear old clothes, fish or walk or climb by day, eat delicious but wholesome food, relax by night round a peat fire, dash. This indeed is the place, full stop. I can remember now the calm and peace of it, full stop. We sat in comfortable, sagging old armchairs, talking of everything from the thrills of fishing for shark to the latest picture by Picasso. And the world was far away, full stop. We were all from different walks of life and of different professions, with one thing in common: a need for the periodic refreshment of the spirit, full stop. Today, when the whole world stands on the brink of madness, it is a comfort that such an inn exists, a speck of light and sanity amidst the darkening sky, full stop.